Citrus growers in Florida are saying that a last-minute addition to the Republican tax plan will be a boon to their industry. WUSF's Roberto Roldan visits a Polk County farmer who is hoping to get new trees in the ground at a critical time for the state's signature crop.
Larry Black's family has grown oranges at the Peace River Packing Company for five generations. Driving through his groves in Fort Meade, Black points out all of the trees that are infected with the disease known as greening. He pulls over at a grove of recently planted trees.
This is a newly planted grove. It's 3 years old now. Virtually every tree in the grove has greening infection at some level.
Over the last decade, citrus greening has cut orange production in Florida by half. New technologies and growing techniques allowed some farmers to rebound this year. But then Hurricane Irma ripped through Florida, cutting citrus production in half again.
Company-wide, our productivity is down dramatically.
The Emergency Citrus Response Act was tacked onto the Republican tax bill. The new law will allow growers to take a tax deduction on the cost of replanting trees lost to greening or Irma. The deduction can also be used by farmers who sell part of their business to raise money for replanting. Andrew Meadows is with Florida Citrus Mutual, a trade association representing nearly 3,000 Florida citrus growers. He says that the new law gives struggling farmers an immediate pot of money for new trees.
You know, whether it's outside investment or inside investment, is going to get that capital and get those trees in the ground.
Meadows says citrus farmers are now lobbying to be included in the Hurricane Irma relief package that is idling in the U.S. Senate. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.